You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome to the All Systems Go podcast. I'm your host, Chris L. Davis, founder and chief automation officer of Automation Bridge, an online publication for small business marketing and sales automation, where we focus on turning digital marketing professionals into automation service providers. This episode, I want to focus on the follow-up system of the significant six. Okay, if just a quick recap, you have traffic, capture, you have present, close, deliver, and follow-up is a system that is consistent or exists throughout them all. There's an art to create and highly effective follow-up. And I want to detail that in this episode. It's going to be a bit of a different approach than what you may have heard before, but I think it will really help give you a comprehensive view of how to put this system in place the right way to make sure that 100% of your leads are getting followed up with 100% of the time. So if you're new to the podcast, make sure that you listen to this episode in its entirety. And what I want you to do is afterwards, leave a 5-star rating and review and subscribe. Okay. The All System Go podcast launches new episodes every Thursday. Okay. And you can find the podcast in all main podcasting apps like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You can even subscribe on YouTube. So we're everywhere that you get podcasts or listen to podcasts. Okay. If you are a listener, thank you for your listenership thus far. And if you're not subscribed, please make sure you subscribe. If you have not left a 5-star rating and review, please do so. It will be greatly appreciated. If for whatever reason you're struggling to figure out how to leave a review, you can go to automationbridge.com/review and we make it easy for you. Okay. So on to the episode of today. And, you know, they frequently say the fortune is in the follow up. Have you heard that one? I want to add to it. I want to add to it today and let you know that the failure is as well. Okay, there's a great amount of businesses complaining about leads and revenue today. And what they're doing is, and they're complaining about such with no follow-up strategy or system in place. As fundamental as this is, most businesses aren't doing this, and even more are struggling to do it digitally. What is this? Following up. Can you believe that? It's 2021 at the time of this recording, and we, as many businesses are online, as long as business has existed, this is still a struggle point. And I looked at an article from IRC Sales Solutions, and they gave me some interesting data that I wanted to display to you all. This is not just me. I'm not just out here saying, hey, small businesses are struggling. Do this, right? Listen to this data, everybody. This is why you can't afford. Today's episode, you cannot afford to ignore. Okay. Watch this. 2% of sales are made on the first contact. Just flip it. 98% of the people that see your stuff the first time ain't going to buy. It's not going to happen. 3% will sign up on a second touch. So just having a reminder, second touch, increases it by 1%. 5% will sign up on the third touch. Watch what happens when we go between 5 and 12. What do you think that percentage jumps up to? I want you to say this to yourself out loud. So the person next to you might be like, whoa, why is he shouting out? Why are they shouting out these random numbers? But what number do you think? We went 2% for one touch, 3% with the second touch, 5% on a third touch. In between 5 and 12, it jumps to 80%. 5 to 12 touches, your chance to convert jumps to 80%. 80% of sales are made between 5 and 12 touches. Okay. However, only 8% of salespeople follow up more than 5 times. So, one more. Lastly, 3% of your market is actively buying. 56% is not ready, and 40% are poised to begin. Okay. So half of the time, all the time, people are not ready to buy. Only 8% are following up 5 or more times. So 92% are dealing with a max 5% conversion, right? Like, it's no wonder why business can be complicated at times. So if we just look at this, out of 100 business owners, 8 of them have a process to follow up more than 5 times, which means 8 out of 100 businesses have an 80% chance to generate revenue. 8. Okay, that leaves 92 business owners out of that 100 with less than a 10% chance. 92 business owners. So which would you rather be? Better yet, which one are you? Are you in the 92% or are you in the 8%? Well, guess what? I want you to use this podcast to get into the 92%. Okay. And this is why both the fortune and the failure is in the follow-up. And the best part about this, I don't want you to get discouraged by these numbers. I want you to be encouraged because it lets you know that even if you think you're in a crowded market space, just by following up, you can stand out. Okay. The best part about it is it's in your full control to fix. It's not unfixable. I recently ran a workshop. It's a paid workshop that walked through the various phases and stages of creating a follow-up system to ensure that you're following up with 100% of your leads 100% of the time. Those of you who are listening that are already part of the Automation Bridge Academy, by now you already have access to this training for free. So don't worry about it. If you didn't know, go into the academy. It's there in the free resources. Okay. But I want to point out some of the main themes of that workshop to help you better understand not just the importance of your follow-up, but how to do it effectively and consistently. Okay, so it's going to be 3 points that I want to bring out. I feel like I usually do 3. Do you all feel like that? I think it's either 3 or 5 on the podcast. I think it's just a number that comes when I'm recording these that pops up. All right. So the first one is this: lead magnets are limiting. I feel like I should be issuing more warnings to you all before I say something, because some of this stuff can be jarring. And the reason why this statement, lead magnets are limiting, can be a little jarring is because the term lead magnets was created by Clay Collins. And the creation was, while it was my time there at Lead Pages, we saw it. It's just like tissue is called Kleenex. People don't say, hey, if it could be a different brand, bro. Hey, hand me a Kleenex. When the name sticks, it just takes over everything. There's no descriptor, just lead magnet everywhere. Right. So at the time, nobody had talked about, you had traditional like lost leaders, you know, things of that, free consultations and maybe a free download. Maybe it had been talked about then. But remember, this was back when landing page building was still confusing. So lead magnets became that terminology that was placed on anything that if you wanted to collect a email address, you needed a lead magnet. So when I say lead magnets are limiting, it's not necessarily lead magnets themselves, but the terminology, because it leads you to believe you have to create something to give away in physical form or digital form in order to get information, right? Like, I've got to create it. Instead, I like to introduce the idea of capture points. And if you're only thinking about lead magnets, you miss out on some areas of follow-up that are critical to your business. So if we take lead magnet off the table and just say a capture point, right? And there's multiple capture points along the way of the customer journey. I want to focus on the more top funnel, right? The entry points at the beginning of the journey. But if we think about capture points, it's more broad language and lead magnets are encompassed under that. But I coach businesses of all sizes. Some businesses are profitable without a lead magnet. They don't have a PDF. They don't have a checklist or cheat sheet or a quiz. They don't have any of that. But they have a capture point, right? And what this will do is it'll free up your approach to follow up as you can now think about every place in your business that you're capturing information, paid or free, it doesn't matter. And ensure you have follow-up in place. That's why I say lead magnets are limited, because I need you to think of every way that you can capture information. Some ways you're capturing information, you're not giving them anything in exchange immediately like a lead magnet. And because a lead magnet is not attached to it, you're not even looking at it in terms of follow-up, and it becomes a hole. And now you're in the 92% instead of the 8%. Okay. All right. You following? So during the workshop, one of the most insightful capture points that came to mind that came out that everybody was like, oh my gosh, I didn't even think of that, is a contact form. Contact form, you're not giving away a lead magnet. Sometimes you guys will have a checkbox that says subscribe to the newsletter lazily. You don't even have a full newsletter. If you do, it's not valuable. It came with the software. The website allowed me to do that. It integrated with MailChimp. So, hey, why not get leads? Come on now. We got to be intentional with your follow up. Don't leave it to chance, right? But since people don't look at it as a capture point, every capture point, not lead magnet, every capture point should have a follow up attached to it. They miss the opportunity to really build out a follow-up system and strategy for people who fill out a contact form. And most people, they just have some basic messaging and maybe a generic email that goes out. Right? So that's why I say lead magnets are limiting, because if all you're doing is focus on lead magnets, you're leaving a whole bunch of other capture points out the picture, and all of them deserve and require follow-ups and a follow-up strategy in place. All right. Second is always follow up specifically related to the reason why they submitted their information. And again, we're talking front end, top of the funnel. You should always have some form of messaging. And it's just easier to talk about emails, but you all know I am not limiting it to emails. Messaging could be in the form of email, text message, messenger bot, phone call. Right. Like there's so many ways to message now. I just find myself using email because it's just easier to grasp. If I say messenger bot, everybody's like, ooh, how can I do that? No, email is easy. Right. OK. But you should always have some form of messaging following up after every action they've taken to help them connect, to make a connection between what they just did and what the next step should be, whether it's a product or just the next step. Right. So your follow up should be specific to the exact action, the exact capture point. Different capture point, different follow up. Did you see that lazy approach that I just identified right there? Most people just like to have multiple opt ins and whatnot and just dump people into the same process, the same follow up. Right. No. You have a follow up specifically related to what they opted in for. And third and last, always have a long term plan. OK, so remember, over half of your audience is not ready to buy. What that doesn't mean, that doesn't mean they don't have money. It didn't say that. And it didn't say it did. It doesn't mean your product isn't great. It just means they're not ready. So you need to have a plan to stay on top of mind for when they are ready. One of the best sayings, you know, one of my mentors gave me is, you know, they may not always be ready to buy when you're ready to sell. but you better be ready to sell when they're ready to buy. Right. And it's staying in that ready position is one, but two is staying on top of mind. And this long term plan is, you know, long term nurture, things that we hear of. And it's interesting because remaining active with your marketing will help. You know, you posting in arenas online where your audience is going to keep you fresh on their mind. But you need to be intentional with the long term strategy specific to the messaging from your business to stay fresh in the minds of those who matter to your business. You have to. Things change positively and negatively. There may be a shift. Oh, wait a minute. I've got some extra funding. And what do you know? They get an email from you. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, let me. I can't listen. There's two things. There's two things that people do. I've had people go to some previous emails of mine. I don't know if they save them or whatever they do. And they'll respond to them like, oh, I finally got time to get around to this. Your latest email reminded me. Right. And then, you know, I've got to say one of the greatest compliments that I've received, and I smile every time, is when someone says, yeah, I've been following you for over 5 years, or, you know, XYZ, because that just lets me know I'm staying relevant, right? I'm staying on top of somebody's mind. There are some people that require years to close. What are you going to do? The party has to go on. You can't just stop and wait. They're in the 56%. You keep on marketing, they'll move over to the 40%. Keep on going and they'll move over into that 3%. Right? And remember, 3% of your market is actively buying, 56% is not ready, and 40% are poised to begin. So if your follow-up just hit the 40 who are poised to begin to start buying, just the follow up alone, consistency over time increases the potential market of buyers to 40%. 40%. These are big numbers, everybody. Big numbers. Okay. And let me say this. We talked about these three things, right? The three ways to help you better understand how to build out that follow up, right? In this framework, and I would be remiss to not say that all of these steps that I mentioned are preceded by your immediate delivery of what they provided their information for. I can't gloss over the importance of that. As I'm looking over it, I'm just like, oh, skip that. Every checkbox. Everybody knows that. But I don't want to make that mistake. And I don't want you to be offended like, oh, well, maybe I should know that. No, the first step is deliver, which whatever you promise, deliver. If it is a lead magnet, deliver that. If it is a contact form, get back with them. Right. Like whatever they entered their information for should prompt an immediate response. Okay. So that's first and foremost. But people can get really lazy after that initial email and not give the follow-up system the attention it needs and it truly deserves. So when we think about, let's put it all together, because I kind of did it backwards on you. So hopefully you were paying attention. Now I'll say it in all encompassing to make it easy to understand. For every capture point, you should have at least the following in place, okay? For every capture point, you should have at least the following in place. Immediate delivery, okay? So whatever you said that got them to enter their, submit their information, immediately respond, okay? So that should really be immediate response, okay? Next, and I'm saying these in order, after that immediate response, you need a specific follow-up relative to what they submitted their information for. And then you need a long-term nurture, some way to stay on top of mind. Okay. And all those are at least for maybe four, you know, emails up front, and then your long-term nurture, whether it's weekly or monthly, right? That's a level of effort. Now, watch this. Multiply those phases that I just walked through, immediate delivery, specific follow-up, long-term nurture, by the amount of capture points you have. Okay? And now you start to see why I don't preach multiple lead magnets. Because with every lead magnet, I know of what the follow-up should be. And let me not even stop with lead magnets. Every event that takes place in your business produces segments. Whenever a segment is produced by an action a contact took, they need to be followed up with. We're starting to see the dynamic nature of the customer journey, because it's easy when I'm talking about capture points, lead magnet, contact form, whatever they can, intake form, right? Quiz, whatever the case is, right? That's the front end stuff. And we're saying follow up with them, fill up contact form. Maybe the follow up is an immediate call. Maybe there's a text message, maybe whatever the case is. But now, with this understanding that every event that takes place in our business produces segments, every segment deserves to be followed up with. Your marketing becomes less effective now when you don't identify those segments and they get general follow-up messaging. Okay, so case in point, you registered for an event. At the point of the capture point was registration. I immediately follow up with the confirmation. Check done. Perhaps I have a specific follow-up to prime you and prepare you for the event. Okay, check done. You come to that event, and guess what? The cycle starts over, because out of that event, two segments were produced. Attended and not attended. Now I need to respond immediately to those segments with a follow-up specific to what they just did or did not do. Right? And as the events multiply and get more and more, you get more and more segments, which means you need more and more follow-up. Do you see how easy it is to have follow-up holes in your customer journey? And the longer along the path, the more critical these holes are. Because the danger that you risk if you don't have a full follow-up system from lead gen all the way to customer creation is that your marketing could potentially ready and prime them for buying, and they buy elsewhere because a hole in your follow-up. That's devastating. That is devastating. And it will bring anybody to tears if you could see that. If you could see the amount of people who come to your business, you enlighten them, you educate them, you bring some awareness to them, but they don't buy with you. And it's all because at some point, maybe in the beginning, your follow-up game was strong, right? And then it tapered off because you weren't aware that all of these events that are taking place are creating segments, and all of these segments need to be responded to immediately, and they need to be responded to immediately specific to what they did. And it's ongoing throughout the customer journey. It's only ongoing throughout the customer journey for those of you who want to create a personalized customer journey, which again, the most profitable process online in business is a personalized one. Okay. So it's what I want. I would say this. It's enough getting started, getting one in place. And by one, I'm talking about just one process. It is more than enough getting one process in place from start to finish, right? And having a fully optimized follow-up strategy to couple with it. Do you now see all that it takes to build that out? Hopefully you do. And now do you see how you split your focus every time you increase your capture points? Because every capture point you're introducing, again, a different follow-up. Perhaps the events are different, right? There's just more to measure, more to build, more to do. So let's keep it simple. Let's keep it simple, efficient, and effective. And let's follow up with every single person from this point on. If you were wondering, if you're the type that wakes up and you don't know what to do, so you just start responding to emails, jumping in on social media and XYZ, like you wake up in the morning just going 100 miles per hour, now it's time to sit back and get intentional with your follow-up. Okay? Now it's time to sit back and get intentional with your follow-up. Okay? So if you want more insight to the steps, I gave you the overview. As good as this was just the overview. We went through the actual flow chart, what it looks like, what you haven't seen, even in the workshop itself that we're adding, is how to take those efforts and evergreen them, right? So you can really have an extended onboarding for the leads that come in that's profitable. And they don't know when you went from automated to live sending, right? There's a way to do that. There's a way to convert, you know, your manual and live efforts. We didn't talk about live and automated, but there's a way to leverage your live efforts to turn them into automated to generate more revenue. So if you want more insight to the steps and to take from that aspect to get these follow-up points, we've got a follow-up checklist to make sure that you, at a minimum, there's 5 pieces that you should have in place for every business that you're following up fully. Right. So if you want more insight to the steps to get that stuff in place and guidance, you can purchase the workshop at automationbridge.com/follow-up. At any time at your leisure. It will not break the bank. Go there, check out everything that has to offer. This podcast did a pretty comprehensive job explaining it, though. When you do, what I'm going to do for you is give you 30 days of complimentary access to my private community to help you learn and just so you can get help along the way with implementing it. Okay, deal? All right. So if you want that, it's there, automationbridge.com/follow-up. And who needs to hear this? Let me ask you this. I'm going to help you out today. Who is that business that you entered your information for and to, and they did not follow up in a way that you thought was good enough, we'll say. Right. It happens to me all the time, especially service based businesses. Oh, the follow-up game is terrible. You all have heard me on my soapbox about attorneys because they are the worst offenders. Right? Who needs to hear this? Who needs to be thinking beyond lead magnets for their follow-up? Okay? Digital marketers including everybody, included. Okay? Think about that. Identify that person. Share this with them. Okay? Friends, don't let friends automate irresponsibly. We just don't. It's not what we do. All right. So if you found value in today's episode, now is the time for my first time listeners. I want you to subscribe. I want you to join the family of listeners, savvy small business owners, that every Thursday when a new episode comes out, their ears are peeled to this fresh content. And as you can see, this is actionable stuff you put in place. And it will work. I promise you it will. Okay. So now is the time that I say, hey, here's your seat at the table, the family, the All Systems Go family table. Here's your seat. How do you claim your seat? Subscribe, leave a 5-star rating and review. It will be greatly appreciated. Again, if you're struggling leaving one, you can go to automationbridge.com/review right now. This podcast will continue to play in the background of your device and you can leave that rating and review and we'll take care of getting it to the appropriate platform for you. Here at Automation Bridge, we're dedicated to training digital marketing professionals to become automation service providers. We don't just talk marketing jargon, right? These are people who are proficient in extracting your process, really defining what that process is, streamlining it, knowing the technology that's offered, combining your strategy with the right technology for the responsible deployment of automated systems in your business for rapid growth. That's what an automation service provider does. I'm training them up as we speak. If that is you, if when I talk about this stuff, you get a little tingly or you get some goosebumps like, man, this is so good. How did he know? Those are good signs that you might make a great automation service provider. If you've got that digital dirt under your fingernails, right? From just all of the labor of implementation on the front line of the marketing implementation on the front line of small business. This is for you. Let's get a proven framework for you to follow. Let's get some accountability and support for you to shorten that learning curve. Okay. Some of you, that means not just implementing at a higher efficiency, but higher price as well. Maybe just shaving off 4 hours a day of implementation is what you need, right? But don't go looking for what I've already compiled for you. I've got a proven framework that will teach you step by step how to deploy these systems for businesses. So if that's you, if you want to explore more, I want to invite you to go to automationbridge.com/ASP to take the next step and talk to myself or someone on my team to assess if you'd be a good fit for one of our program offerings. I feel led to say this. A lot of times I see people disqualify themselves. They either disqualify themselves because they think they're not ready, or perhaps they're just not willing to invest in themselves. I want to caution you from that approach. One of the biggest aids to my business growth has been mentorship. And every form of mentorship that I've received has been uncomfortable. It's never been a comfortable, oh, hey, ooh, $100 mentor. What are you going to get for $100? Let's be honest. Though that's what you may be looking for unintentionally, what are you going to get for $100? What kind of mentorship are you going to get? Better yet, what kind of advice are you getting from a free group? No knock against free groups. I use them. I participate in them all the time, but I keep them in the proper context and perspective. I'm not growing a business off a free group. I've got to get in and get integrated. I've got to have somebody show me the way. So if you'd like for me to show you the way, again, check your fingernails. You got some dirt up under there. Are you ready to get dirty? You ready to get those nails dirty? automationbridge.com/ASP. We are also looking for guests on the All Systems Go podcast. Some of the interviews I have recorded thus far. Oh my goodness, you all. We've got some heavy hitters lined up. Do you know somebody that will make a great guest? Go to automationbridge.com/guest or send them to automationbridge.com/guest and submit their information. Okay. SaaS owners, people who have built software and scaled, small business owners who have put systems in place to scale, digital marketers who specialize in a particular area of systems building and automation. Send them over. Let me ask the questions to extract value for you to apply and implement in your business. Okay. All the show notes and podcasts are accessible at automationbridge.com/podcast. You can subscribe there to listen to other episodes at your leisure and get access to every resource or software that we've mentioned. They'll always be in the show notes of their respective episodes. So until next time, I see you online. Automate responsibly, my friends.